This is EJ Castor with a Florida Tech International Student Spotlight. And with me, I have Victor Griffith. Victor is from Trinidad. Victor, welcome to the program.
And thanks for being here.
Tell me about yourself.
Well, first of all, I'm a mechanical engineer.
Well, tell me, how did you come to decide that mechanical engineering was what you wanted to major in?
I actually love robots. I'm looking to focus into robotics engineering, and coming through the school, mechanical engineering was one of the choices to get into robotics.
What was it in your childhood that interested you in robotics?
Kind of funny to say, I'd love anime.
Oh, there's lots of people that are, my son loves anime.
Yeah.
So do you have something in mind specifically that you want to do with that?
Well, recently I looked into prosthetics, so that's a field I'm more interested in.
Okay. And why Florida Tech? What induced you to come to Florida Tech?
It was actually recommended by a friend of mine's back home, actually. So
Had that friend been here as well?
I believe that they were one of the proctors for an SAT exam. So I believe that a few of the students are across there. And yeah, a good few from Trinidad.
Well, tell me about Trinidad. Typically it's Trinidad Tobago, but you're specifically from the island of Trinidad.
Yep, the livelier one.
The livelier one. And so tell us more about Trinidad.
It's pretty energetic, small community. Everybody's close together, close-knitted. You say there's fun under the sun in Trinidad. You have beaches, there's carnival that everyone knows about. That is just mind-blowing for our visitors.
Is it a safe place to live?
I would say so.
Tell me about the associations that you're a part of here on campus.
I came to be involved through the Caribbean Students Association, also known as CSA, as well as the African Students Association, ASA.
And what do you do? What did those organizations do for you?
Their responsibility is to band together people from similar backgrounds, their countries, just get them involved on campus activities, voluntary work, just give them a gist of what is to come in the academic years. They try to support each other through academics as well. They try to provide opportunities. There's like getting credits in the mark from just attending. So, yeah.
And this is your sophomore year?
Yes, it is.
Looking back on your time here, if you were to recommend Florida Tech to someone else that is going to come here, what advice would you give them? What insight would you give them based on the knowledge that you've gained from your time here at Florida Tech?
Know what you want and prepare to work hard for it.
Know what you want and be prepared to work hard for it.
Yes.
But has it been worthwhile for you?
Oh, yes. It has opened up many opportunities that I've seen. I just wish that I would probably grasped some more. But yeah, it's very beneficial.
And what do you think about the instructors and the staff?
Fair. As in, they keep the standards.
They keep the standards.
Yep.
And have the classes been challenging?
Oh, currently, yes.
Yes, we're getting to the end of the semester, so the workload seems to grow exponentially on everything that's due coming to the term.
Yep.
But we will get through it. In a month from now, we'll be done with the semester. One more semester under our belt. Victor, thank you very much for coming in to participate in a Florida Tech International Student Spotlight.
It's a pleasure. Thanks.
This is EJ Castor with a Florida Tech International Student Spotlight. Thank you for supporting WFIT 89.5 FM, broadcasting from the Florida Tech campus in Melbourne, Florida. If you would like to listen to previously recorded Florida Tech International Student Spotlights, please visit us at wfit.org. Click on podcasts and scroll down to International Student Spotlights.